Hi, my name's Courtney Doctor, and I'm the Director of Women's Initiatives at the Gospel Coalition. My friends and I lovingly refer to the women we see once a year at TGCW as our camp friends, because the time we enjoy together at a conference feels just like a week at camp. And I want to encourage you to invite your camp friends, the people you want to sit beside as you listen to great teaching, worship, stay up late chatting about theology and life, and just have fun. And if you don't have camp friends to bring, come and meet some new ones. The final price increase is on May 8th. This is your last chance to save on your registration. Sign up at tgcw24.org. I really hope to see you there. That's tgcw24.org.
Welcome back to TGC Q&A, a community podcast from the Gospel Coalition. Every week, we bring on members of our council and friends who provide their unique perspective on your most pressing spiritual questions. I'm your host, Stephen Morales, and if you have questions or doubts about the Bible, life, ministry, and everything in between, you can send us your question in a direct message on Twitter or Instagram, or email us at ask@tgc.org. We'd love to hear from you. Also, if you have a moment, go ahead and leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It would really help us out. Before we begin today's episode, I just want to take a quick moment to announce TGC's newest podcast called Gospel Bound. In this podcast, each week, our editorial director, Colin Hansen, talks with insightful guests about books, ideas, and how to navigate life by the gospel in a post-Christian culture. Subscribe now to Gospel Bound on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. On today's episode of TGC Q&A, Micah Edmondson and Russell Moore discuss the question, how should Christians in power serve others?
You know, Micah, there's some Christian traditions that have had foot washing as part of regular services, as kind of one of the ordinances of the church. Yeah. But in those traditions that don't have that, when we come to that passage, that really powerful, moving passage of Jesus washing his disciples' feet, particularly washing Simon Peter's feet, what do you think we should learn from that in terms of authority and power and the way that we treat each other in church and outside the church?
It's a great question. I think that the first thing we need to learn is that authority in the church is not exercised in the same way as authority outside of the church. Mm-hmm. That's one of the kind of distinctive things that Jesus talked about. One of the conspicuous ways in which we are to function is not lording it over one another like the Gentiles do, right? Mm-hmm. And Jesus tells his disciples that it must not be that way among you. And then he actually exemplifies this by actually taking the place, not just of a servant, but the lowest servant in that social setting, right? Mm-hmm. The servant, the household servant that would wash the feet of the guests and the visitors. And so Jesus actually puts himself in that place, much to the shock of his disciples. And he actually goes down and he washes their feet as a pattern to show us how we are to exercise leadership. That leadership must be a kind of a servant leadership, a leadership that puts others' interests before our own, a leadership that's willing to associate with the lowly and the downtrodden, and a leadership that's willing to really sacrifice for the good of others.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what would you have to say? When I think about it, I think about really two things. Mm-hmm. First of all, is just what leadership is toward. I mean, when you think about Ephesians 5, where Paul says that that Christ washes his church with the pure water of the word. Well, we see Jesus actually doing that with Simon Peter.
Yeah.
And the response is, you know, Peter says, I don't want you to wash my feet.
Right, right.
And Jesus leads, but it's not toward his own interests, but toward Peter's.
That's right.
And so I think that shows us something about leadership. But also, for me personally, I've always been the kind of person who sometimes is really reluctant for people to do anything for me, not out of humility, but out of pride. So we were at a place in our lives early on in my marriage where we didn't have the financial resources that we needed.
I can relate to that, my brother.
and people came to help us.
Yeah.
And I did not want that to happen.
Right.
And somebody pointed that passage out to me, a dear friend, who said, you know, you're in the situation that Peter was in, where he's not wanting Jesus to wash his feet, not because he's so humble, but because he's too prideful to allow himself to be served
right.
in that way. And I think that there are a lot of people that grapple with that. We tend to think, well, independence, self-sufficiency, and I'm the one who can minister to,
right?
But I don't want to be ministered to myself,
right?
And that can feel like pride, humility, but it's actually pride. And I think eventually, when Jesus sanctifies us, he gets us all into the situation where we really do need people,
absolutely.
Even just in the, I mean, I think of the life cycle. And when in John 21, Jesus says to Simon Peter, when you were young, you dressed yourself and went wherever you wanted to. But the day will come when others will dress you and take you where you do not want to go. Well, I think Jesus is kind of teaching him that in that moment of washing the feet. You really are dependent on other people. And that can be a hard lesson.
It can be a really hard lesson. Yeah, that's right. You know, it takes real humility to be able to stoop down to accept that we are desperately dependent upon Jesus to wash us. And then a lot of times, when once he does wash us, we aren't completely confident in the washing, right? Because that's exactly what happens next. I mean, Peter, after Jesus washes Peter, or while it's about to happen, he's like, look, not just my feet, but everything, everything. Yeah. So now that Jesus is going to do this for him, he's like, well, you know, I'm not certain that what you've done for me is going to be enough to cover me, you know?
That's
another aspect of it. I'm really struck by the fact that, you know, when we think about foot washing, I think we think about it from a very kind of sanitized 21st century Western context. You know, we kind of think about people who walk around in Dr. Scholl's and orthopedic shoes and socks and all this kind of stuff. But in the first century in the ancient Near East, that was a whole different level of dirt and grime and filth that people walked around in. And I mean, just caked up over time, you know. And so this was a real nitty gritty task that Jesus set himself to. And I think that's something that we have to reckon with, the length to which we are willing to go to serve our brothers and sisters. You know,
amen. That's a good point.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of TGC Q&A. To submit a question that you'd like to hear answered on this podcast, send us a message on Twitter or Instagram, or email us at ask@tgc.org. We don't want you to miss out on future episodes, so remember to subscribe to our show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. All our episodes can also be found on YouTube or Instagram TV. Thanks again for listening to today's episode, and we hope you'll join us again next week.